tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
There's the music.
There it is.
Another after show. If you are tuning into AfterBuzzTV.com, you've come to the right place. This is the Survivor Second Chance after show for season 31, episode 7. I'm your host, James Wallington, and we have a special guest to my left.
Woo!
From Survivor Second Chance.
Hi, guys.
Monica Patino.
Yay!
Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And across the table from me is...
I'm Susanna Kim. Follow me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno.
Yay.
Well, thanks for joining us.
This is fun to have a full panel tonight.
I know.
Especially with Monica, someone from the actual season who can give us firsthand experience and what happened out there in Cambodia.
I love it.
Overall, what was everyone's thoughts on the episode? We'll start with Monica.
Oh, with me. You know, it's kind of bittersweet looking at it and going, oh my God, I was that close to the merge, you know? And plus all this drama started up. I'm like, wait, I could have used that drama. Where was I? I don't think I would have been involved in it. I mean, really, I was just so shocked to see everybody bring that much drama in to the merge episode that quickly.
So true.
Yeah, well, because you could see so many people, like, laying really low, and then the other people that were stirring up so much drama, like Sierra, Tasha, Cass, obviously, like, so yeah, it would have been interesting to see.
Came out of
nowhere. No, it's crazy. I mean, even when I was out there, it seemed like, you know, Sierra and Cass were pretty close, and Tasha seemed like she was close with them as well, so this just came out of nowhere. I mean, even from the beginning, everyone was so cautious about not starting drama, not stirring the pot, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's on.
This is probably the most dramatic merge we've seen in a while on Survivor. So much was happening, so many different parts. And as Tasha said, because of all the swaps, it's a bit murky. Like, I have a hard time following all the relationships right now because so much has happened.
Yeah.
So as a viewer, I'm like so confused. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I'm just like, where do loyalties lie?
Right.
What alliances
are
alliances? And I just
Like when they say original Bayon or original Takeo, I'm like, who?
Yeah, I'm like, who's on that?
I forgot. Yeah. I had to look it up today. I was like, who was on which original tribe?
And that they merged so early. I feel like that threw off everybody, too, so...
But it's so indicative of the season, because everybody is just feeling everyone out. No one really wants to draw the line in the sand too quickly. So as a viewer, I could see why it's confusing, because even out there, you're like, wait...
What's happening?
Am I trusting? Right.
Exactly.
Now? Obviously, I didn't trust the right people, so.
Obviously.
Well, before we dive into this episode, I just want to put it out on live here on our after show. Sheena123 Monica says, James, tell Monica I loved her this season and Samoa, and I'm her biggest fan, and that she was robbed this season.
Hello. Thank you. I feel a little robbed, I'm not going to lie, but it's okay.
I think we all agree with that. We definitely all agree with that.
We were like, at least get her on the camera. Like,
yeah.
I mean, she's gorgeous. Like,
we didn't even see you until the episode that you went home. Like, it was like the first couple episodes, we were like, oh, what's going on?
Finally,
like,
we see her, and then.
Right. They weren't giving
you a
voice.
Under the shelter drama.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I didn't say a word.
Well, the beginning of this episode opened up with Savage. He feels completely blindsided in the fact that everyone lied to him. He says, everyone here is professional liars, which is hilarious to me because I think that mentality that he's speaking from is the old school mentality. He's like, all these folks are professionals, but I'm like, it's Survivor and it's season 31. Of course people are going to be really good at lying.
Right. And now he feels like the tables have turned and he's the one begging everybody to keep him there when he was the one that was like making the moves before.
Yeah, he was all confident. Now he's like, oh, all insecure and paranoid and oh my gosh, what's stuff going on?
Well, especially because he doesn't have Tasha around. I think he was trying to make Wu his new Tasha on this tribe that he's on. And now with Wu gone, we see him scrambling with everyone like, you guys, I'm loyal. Take me to the merge. You can use me towards the end. Yeah, so right. He's just really grasping at straws right now. Because mm-hmm. I think because he got robbed in Pearl Island
right.
mm-hmm. because of the Outcast twist, he really wants to be in the merge that much more. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny. He's sitting there in his suit making his like clothes. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, you put your suit on for that? That's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, number one with Savage, dude, it's Survivor. Like, what do you mean people are lying? Of course people are lying.
And right. he lied. And
nobody, yeah, he's exactly. That's himself when he did. That's exactly what I was going to say. Nobody said anything when you were lying. Right. When you were lying, it was okay. But yeah, now because right. you were lied to, all of a sudden you're all upset people are lying.
Exactly.
So like, he lied to Varner and PG, and that mm-hmm. was okay. Exactly. Right. Because he's on the opposite
end.
So
that's playing
like,
the game.
Ooh. And the whole thing with Spencer. And then, like, now he goes up to Spencer and says, I would literally never write your name down again. Like, I promise. You know, like, begging him. I'm like, oh, my
and
God.
And so she's like, he feels foolish.
Right, he feels foolish. Yeah.
Changes so fast. Mm-hmm. It changes so fast, you guys.
Yeah.
And then we see Spencer, on the other hand, saying, like, you know, I'm just going to make peace with this. I'm going to put it aside.
Because he's trying to make those relationships.
Trying to make those relationships. Yeah. And we see Spencer again. He's always saying that he wants to change, make a second chance, and he, every time he, like, shows us a little bit that he's changing and trying to get there.
He's actually still doing it.
Yeah.
Unlike Cass, who was saying it for the first, like, couple episodes, and then this
completely fell apart.
Go back to chaos, Cass, then.
Right.
Well, I think the biggest surprise for everyone remaining in the game was the merge. Everyone got the tree mail that they were going to be meeting at a new beach, and it was the merge with 13 people, which, again, is the biggest merge in Survivor history. So people are like, whoa, we're merging at 13? This doesn't seem normal. Mm-hmm. I thought for a second, which I think I saw some people speculate online, that they were going to say that they were merging and everyone be on the same beach and then it not be a merge, kind of like what they did in Survivor Thailand, where they thought they were merging and then they weren't.
Right.
So, yeah, I think at 13, I'd be a little bit weary. Even Tasha was saying that I'm a fan of Survivor and a merge at this point in the game.
Right.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, you're happy to make the merge, but that's just
how many
chaotic.
Made it in Samoa, though?
12.
Roughly close there, yeah.
So, and it was a pretty big merge. I can't even imagine having one more person out there. I mean, that shelter, it seemed like a small shelter for 10 people.
They were all crowded under there, just sitting
people.
There.
It was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. But as Joe said, 13 people. People is dangerous, but it's also a lot of fun. I can imagine it being a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's probably true. A little crazy.
Well, I'm so glad you had so much fun with this game.
Stressful.
We also see Kelly kind of reveling or relishing in the fact that she didn't make the merge the last time she played. Mm-hmm. This is a goal number one, check. She's hit where she wants to be right now. But I'm surprised they didn't really feature Kimmy, who also, on Survivor Australia Knockback, did not make the merge. She was voted out right before it. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised they didn't really give her much recognition either, because Kelly's not the only person that didn't make the merge.
I'm surprised with a lot of the things they're showing and not showing and, like, things that we're finding out later. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't seem like, I don't know, some of the storylines are strange
a little hazy.
To me. Yeah. Now that you say, I don't want to say sketch.
When they were showing the Kelly stuff, I thought maybe that was going to lead into something, you know, like they're showing that because she was going to make a move or, you know, say something, but no.
That's what I thought about Savage at the beginning.
She's just happy.
Because they were showing so much airtime for him, so I was like, okay, maybe they're foreshadowing, he's going home.
That's what I was right about.
But he didn't, so.
Well, we see the bromance coming back together between Savage and Jeremy, having their bro talk about how we need to stick together, the original Bayonne, we need our seven. Mm-hmm. What was it like being out there with, you know, Savage and Jeremy?
You know, it's tough. It's a lot of alpha males. For me, I tend to alpha out a little bit, but out there, I was so out alpha'd even by Savage and Jeremy, but Cass too. I mean, she's a storyteller. She just, you know, she likes to be the center of attention, but not necessarily in a dramatic way in the beginning. And so it's tough when you see everybody kind of grouping up and forming these strong alliances. And I knew from the beginning, I'm like, oh my God, these guys are going to bro up and go against us. So let's just keep our options open. And that was always what I went in thinking. And I never really wanted to even suggest a women's alliance too soon in the game, but seeing the way that things were developing and how they might go and all these strong males still in the game, it was just so obvious to me, like, why would you not want to do this? And, I mean, it's clear you see it happening now.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're picking off the strong women, so.
But I think eventually it might backfire because they're testosterone's going to be going and they're going to be like, all right, well, I want to outbro you and make sure that I'm here longer than you are. Because it seems like Joe's still public enemy number one as far as, like, the males.
Right.
He's the one that's talked about the most as a physical threat. And I think that eventually there could be a shift And I don't know if Steven's trying to make that happen.
Steven's trying.
Whether it works or not, we'll see. But I can see of all the alpha males, Joe being the first one to kind of crumble. Because I think Savage and Jeremy's relationship is a lot tighter.
Right.
Than...
And I don't think Joe schemes as much as everybody else.
No.
He doesn't. Joe's just having a good
time. Joe's having a good time. How doing yoga.
That's good. But, I mean, could you imagine if he is as big of a threat as he is and he's being super schemey and strategic?
Exactly.
He kind of has to play that part. But it's a good thing that he knows his place and he just goes, hey, I'm having a good time. Whatever you guys want to do.
He's genuine. I love that.
No, he's great. His energy is awesome.
Well, we did see some sort of, like, outlining of relationships at this point in the game. Kelly's talking about how she feels really close with Cass, Sierra, Keith, and Joe because they had that final five alliance that they were talking about last week before Terry was taken out of the game. And then she's talking about how Spencer and Joe are kind of wild cards, but they're there. So she wanted to talk to both and kind of size it up about, are you with me? Are you not with me? Which even later on, Kelly was still kind of, it seemed like Kelly ended up being on the bottom because everyone that she thought she was with did not vote with her. Which is a different story.
Well, Savage was also talking to Joe about it, and Joe just didn't seem to be having, like, anything that Savage... You know, he was like, well, I'm just going to keep my options open. Like, I don't really know. Like, it just didn't seem like he really wanted to align with
Like, he didn't, Savage. He didn't BS him or anything either.
Right.
He was just like, he'll find out.
I think Joe's very careful about what he says and what he exposes as his mindset, because he does know that he is a threat, you know? He's aware of that. And so anything that he says is probably going to be held against him. So it's a really smart move to say, hey, let me keep my options open.
Yeah, because what he says carries that much more weight.
Exactly. The minute Joe says someone's name, people are going to pounce on him.
That's all it's going to be about.
So
smart. And all the alpha males are doing that, kind of playing under the radar a little.
Well, they know they have to.
They're really quiet about it. The girls. Even playing with Jeremy, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. You know. That's why I feel like Savage is getting a little crazy here now, you know? Like, he's getting a little up there.
But that's why Joe said, you know, Savage is the type of player that's playing with his emotions.
Right.
He's playing them with them on their sleeve. Which, again, I think is going back to the old school mentality. In the original seasons, a lot of people played more on emotions than they did with the strategy and the... Let's deceive one another. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't, you know, backfire on Savage eventually. But we see Wentworth kind of rekindling her flame with Spencer because they haven't been together since the first tribe. And she wants to know what's going on. She wanted to check in with Spencer. This is probably one of my favorite relationships on the show is Kelly and Spencer. Because you know prior to this season, even on their original seasons, that they're super fans of the show. Right. So I kind of like seeing the super fan camaraderie and then wanting to work together. And then hopefully it'll flourish.
Yeah, they seem like really good friends. Like they work well together.
Well, and they look like brother and sister.
They do.
They do. They hammock together. I'm like, oh, that's the hammock from your backyard, right? Aww. You guys grew up in
Yeah, exactly. Mary Dudah 444 in the chat says, just listen to Monica. I would be scared just like Kimmy. Monica sounds too smart and is intimidating.
Yes. It's true.
I just wanted to be her friend.
Then we see Spencer and Joe talking, and Kelly Wentworth was even saying those are going to be two power players in this game. They seem to be in the middle, because they were kind of on the outs of their tribes before the merge happened. And I love how Spencer is like, I tried to speak in Joe language to help him understand.
Oh my god!
So good. Like, Joe only understands football. Like, he can only
understand.
I
wonder what Joe thought of that. I would like to know what he was like.
Joe's probably like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Is that necessary? Joe language and Joga.
The Joga hashtag was fine with me, but the Joe language, I don't know. I'm not speaking that, really.
Yeah, no. Joe is not a stupid kid.
Well, we see some awkward shelter time when they're all, like, kind of bunched together, all 13 of them in the shelter.
Yeah.
Cass is talking about how she feels grounded. But it got a little awkward when Steven started reciting poetry. I was just like, what?
I didn't even feel like that was as awkward. I felt like it was kind of awkward when, like, they were talking and Cass was saying, like, yeah, I saved Spencer, you know, like she was in front of everybody. Like, it was so awkward to me.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, Savage like made this whole scheme and like it didn't work. Like, she was telling everybody and Savage was sitting right there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, like, I don't remember.
That was a little weird.
I don't remember that conversation. Then I probably was taking notes, but I remember when Cass ended up approaching the shelter and being like, this is what Tasha's saying. And I know she was more gung-ho about Tasha. No,
that, yeah, but that was a different conversation. You know, like, I feel like that was a different time. Like, you don't know that.
It was like in the rain.
Yeah, it was in the rain and they were sitting there.
And yes. Tasha was right there giving her the stink eye.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
And I'm like, what's going on that's here? Right. Yeah.
And that's when Cass turns to Tasha and is like, I feel like there's a bro down going on. Yeah. That's the conversation.
Exactly.
Right. And she's like, yes, you know, Savage, Steven, and Jeremy have a plan. Uh-huh. And Tasha's all like, okay. With all the different swaps and stuff, that is a little murky. Yeah. So Tasha does make a good point. But that's when I was getting confused. I was like, who's with who?
Who's with who? Exactly.
Where are the loyalties here? Mm-hmm.
But sorry, I didn't mean to overshadow the Steven poem giving.
It's okay.
If we want to go back.
I'm so surprised out of everything. I mean, you're out there 24 hours a day, you know, and we're constantly being taped. What? Why?
Why that?
Why the poem?
The poem?
I'm so confused.
He was like, wanted to show so much awkwardness.
I just don't get it.
Everyone's reactions looking at each other. Yeah.
But he was just trying to
oh my gosh.
Have a little fun there, you
That's
know?
That's true.
Give a little entertainment to people.
Rembrandt in the live chat says, poetic fishback.
Yeah.
And then, same with Charlie Rose 214, poetic fishback. And then Clinton M. said, awkward, but Fishback is awkwardly entertaining, which it's I can't true. Debate him on that.
It's so true.
I agree.
He is entertaining.
Well, the relationship between Cass and Tasha at this point I find to be very interesting because obviously they were on the original season of Survivor Kai Kai On together. Mm-hmm. Now they're reunited on the same beach for the merge. And Cass is trying to get a feel out of Tasha where the relationships lie with the original Bayonne. And Tasha did say, I would say no, like Bayonne is no more.
Right.
So this is when this drama starts happening because I felt like Cass was very perceptive mm-hmm. of the fact that Tasha was not being as sincere
right.
with Cass as Cass was being with Tasha, mm-hmm. which started this drama.
Right. So she said to her, you'd say Bayonne is no more. And Tasha said, I would say no. But she didn't say anything after that, did she? Or did she actually say, no, Bayonne is no more? I thought she just said, I would say no. Isn't that the only words that came out of her mouth?
It's implied. That,
oh, it's absolutely yeah. implied.
So I see what you're saying, because right. the argument that Tasha's saying is, I never said anything. No more, which, right. you know, in reality, she's telling the truth. Those were not the words that came out of her mouth.
Yeah. Right.
But it was implied.
But you're like, obviously that's what you said. Like, you said, I would say no.
Right. Because right. there was when a side thing where she said, like, oh, you know, I thought I could use this as an opportunity, kind of mix things up,
right.
feed her a little wrong information. So she knew what she was doing.
Exactly.
She just didn't know what to do later.
And Tasha's like, this is my second chance. There's no way I will allow Cass to ruin my opportunity to win this mm-hmm. game. I was like, dang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so funny, though, even looking at it, when I was out there and Cass was always talking about getting Spencer out or, you know, she and Tasha kind of were getting along really well in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You are just in your head all the time, mm-hmm. and it's constantly going through. Well, is she for real? I mean, mm. are she and Spencer really tight? Right. Are they not? So it's tough. Like when you're out there and seeing this just explode, is so much fun right, to yeah. finally see it just mm-hmm. get out there like that.
Mm-hmm. Mary Judah 444 in the live chat says Cass read Tasha very well, and she should have just left it mm-hmm. at that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The chaos came out a little bit too soon,
and in front of everyone, mm-hmm. which was a lot. Why not pull everyone to the side mm-hmm. and have little conversations at least? But putting mm-hmm. it all out there, and you can't really go back on what you said.
Kind of like Abby did with the PG bracelet at the yeah. beginning.
Right.
She brought everybody aside and told everybody individually.
Yeah, right. She's like, I don't want to start anything.
But. Yeah, but.
All right, girl. But I mean, yeah, especially the second time they started talking when Tasha started saying like, yeah, I did learn something the first time. Learned not to trust you. I was all about that. I am so for that.
Well, I was surprised that the drama carried over until the next morning. Like, what did they do? Just wake up and be like, hey, we should continue talking.
Right, yeah.
After they went to the beach. And
she was like, I feel like that went bad yesterday, and then they like continued. It's not like they worked anything out. They continue to fight and right. like draw a line in the sand.
I just want to make sure that I'm right in thinking that we're not friends, right?
Right. Tasha's like, Cass, I'm not going to tell you what I really think because I don't mm-hmm. trust you. That's mm-hmm. what I learned, not mm-hmm. to trust you the first time around.
Which I'm all for that. I'm not a forgive and forget. I'm a live and learn kind of person. So get mm-hmm. it, yeah.
But after Cass like physically drew a line. In the sand. We're like, now we at least know one relationship.
I just wish they would have gotten up and walked separate ways. Like they got up and then walked together.
Yeah, right.
More
yeah.
dramatic.
Yeah.
But Cass didn't even wait to like kind of let it simmer to like pull people aside at the right times. She just went straight into camp and was like, you know, Tasha's planting seeds of deception. This mm-hmm. is what Tasha's
She's
doing.
Lying.
And Tasha's like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing nothing. Blah, blah, blah. What did you think? Do you think Cass approached it the wrong way? Do you think maybe Cass could have done something right with
this? I think she should have waited. I mean, anytime you're having different conversations with people, I think you can kind of adjust it based on who you're telling and what happened. But when you have everyone literally sitting there and just gets front row seat, there's no adjusting anything. Right. Everyone can then discuss what drama just unfolded. So I think she maybe should have gone and pulled people to the side rather than just out herself as being chaos casting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I thought, when this drama was happening, what was interesting is when Sierra piped in to get her two cents.
Yeah, that was
nowhere. I was like, who are you?
It caught me a little off guard because I was like, where is this coming from? Because again, we haven't really seen much of Sierra in the edit as a whole, only within the last two episodes.
Yeah.
So it's like, where is this kind of coming from? I think she's still kind of hell-bent over the fact that Savage threw her name out there.
Which I think that she just like totally overstepped her boundaries in that, but in that situation.
I think, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, Sierra's kind of noticing what you noticed with the bros.
I think
And Sierra's trying to plant these seeds of like, well, Savage was trying to get Wu. Savage can't be trusted. Because that was her argument was, Savage was getting close to Wu, who is an original Takeo member. Which is like, if that's the case,
don't expose that in front of everyone. Later on, be like, oh my god, I know that Cass blew up, but just so you know,
this is what's going on.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Right, of course.
You know, she probably just wanted to stick up for her girl Cass. They've been together since day one.
Right.
You know, that's they've kind of swapped and merged, and they've been by each other's side. So she probably just wanted to stick up for Cass, but I just think the approach, they kind of went full speed ahead. But it's the first time they've really had to deal with drama.
And
it's tough being this far in the game, only going to one tribal, and then all of a sudden merging.
It's also crazy. Probably like the merge is happening, so now that you've already passed the first half of the game, it's even, the stakes are a lot more high.
Right. Right.
It's like, no, it's really where I put my second chance to good use, and like, I'm that much closer.
Right.
So maybe they're just a little too anxious.
Anxiety kicked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Savage, like, pipes in and is like, I never said any of those things. And it's just like a bad circle, a web that's being spun out of nowhere. Savage goes, a rabid, nasty, two-headed dog, a dragon is in this tribe, and we're going to take one of those heads and cut it off.
Well, Sierra said to the camera, she's like, now I'm going to take this as an opportunity to kind of like, she said something, not like to spin it, but she kind of mentioned that she was going
to
spin it a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, was she right about Savage, like, telling lies, or was she telling lies? Like, do you think that she was right?
Well, I don't think what Sierra was saying was necessarily a lie. It was factual.
Because Savage was saying that she was lying.
I think what she was lying, Sierra was lying about was the fact that Savage brought up Jeremy and chose.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That was, I don't
know.
So
she just
that
brought
happening.
That up out of nowhere?
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to like separate
she's done
and
before.
Strain the boy alliance.
But why do it right in front of him?
Obviously.
So he could say, I didn't say that.
That's
you know?
Saying. Right.
Plant the seeds on the side.
And
then no one really backs her, you know? No one goes, oh yeah, he did say that.
No.
Yeah. Everyone's just kind of like,
mouth shut.
Back away from the bear.
And then Savage after that was like, I need to get Sierra out. And everybody else wanted to go more for Cass, but he wanted her out for sure.
Well, that was the immunity challenge. And of course, this is a second chance redemption challenge, an opportunity for Cass and Spencer, because Tasha won it the first time it was on Survivor Cagayan. Who were you guys rooting for going into the immunity challenge?
I was rooting for Tasha just because she won it before. Right. And I was like, well, I want to see her win it again to see if she's really good at this challenge.
She was killing it at
first. She was killing it at first, for sure.
Yeah, she wasn't
She was
just
very focused on it. And, like a lot of people were just kind of, you know, not as... She had it, like, right in front of her face. It was just only looking at that, not looking anywhere else.
I think for most of the challenges, I tend to root for the same people. I don't know why. I always root for Joe, even though he's, like, such an easy... I just, you know, just love seeing him succeed. I just love him. And
then good at everything.
Yeah, right? And I just want to look at you more. And then Kelly Wigglesworth, I just always root for her. Something about her getting her
But where is
redemption.
Kelly Wigglesworth?
I know, you know.
For being such an iconic player in Survivor, she's not getting any airtime.
Not any, but I'm okay with it, because I feel like if she got more attention, she would be a huge target, you know? So I feel like it's good for her to just, you know,
well,
play the radar for a little while.
Like, the last episode or the episode before that she was the target. Everybody was going to go for her, and she didn't try to scheme. She didn't try to go behind people's backs and try to,
and
like, get her to stay, and it worked. And people figured it out and voted for someone else, did the drama themselves. She wasn't anywhere near it. So I feel like that's kind of,
Well,
know,
that
Kelly's...
was the tribal when you went home.
Oh, yeah.
What was
exactly.
your take on Kelly Wigglesworth?
You know, she tries to stay quiet. She doesn't want to cause any drama. She just wants to... be really even keeled, you know.
Stealthy.
So, see, yeah. It's crazy, like, how much that can change, because Kelly was, like, a surefire to go home that day, you know? Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, so by having no strategy, that's kind of her strategy.
Sometimes, yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder how, like, long that'll last for
her.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I just wish we would see her explaining, like, this is what I'm doing. I'm not trying to ruffle feathers. I'm here to just kind of fly under the radar, but we're not getting any sort of, like, story from Wigglesworth. Mm-hmm. But I also root for her, because she's like...
Yeah, you're like, are you even having fun?
She's the OG.
Like, how is this experience going?
Like, we know you don't watch the show, so...
Right. It's like, how is this experience going?
Out there again, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Charlie Rose 214 in the live chat said, hashtag where is Wigglesworth? That really should be a hashtag for the show.
That's so true.
But alas, of course, Joe wins immunity. I was actually surprised that he wanted to win it, knowing the fact that in Worlds Apart, he was seen as a physical competitor at the merge and, like, got voted out two or three rounds into it. Mm-hmm. That I think this might kind of be a repetitive cycle, that he won this first challenge, putting mm-hmm. himself out there, mm-hmm. and then who knows what'll happen. That's why I'm saying the alpha males might think, you know, now that we're getting towards the end, mm-hmm. we need to take out Joe so we can keep our safety by winning that immunity necklace, because we can't have him winning it. Otherwise, I'm going to be up on the chopping
block. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why he'll win it every week.
Might start turning on each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point. Hmm.
I'm okay with it.
Well, the pre-scramble before Tribal Council was interesting because, again, where are these loyalties? Where are the alliances lie?
Yeah.
So many groups of people talking at different mm-hmm. times, one of which was the watering hole conversation between Steven, Wigglesworth, Savage, and Joe, debating Sierra or Cass. Mm-hmm. Sierra or Cass. And, of course, Savage is going for Sierra mm-hmm. for the same reason Sierra is going for Savage, because they keep throwing each other's names out there. Mm-hmm. But it seems like majority is planting the seeds of Cass mm-hmm. needs to go. Mm-hmm. If you were on the beach for the merge right now mm-hmm. and you hear Sierra or Cass, Sierra or Cass, where do you think your head would be? Would you be with, like, Joe saying, if it's majority, I'm going to vote majority?
It's tough because I know that from the beginning I was always weary of Cass because I knew that Chaos Cass could come out. So anytime. For me, in my mm-hmm. head, if we had gone to Tribal early on, I would have been totally okay with voting Cass. But I never really trusted Cass or Tasha for some reason. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where they sat with each other, and I didn't know where I sat with them either. Mm-hmm. So in that situation... I probably would have gone for Cass. Yeah. I think that that was the least dirty shirt for me, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I think I would have gone for Cass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that sense. Savage made, like, good arguments for Sierra, but the majority, again, was like, right. you know, Cass has got to go. But Sierra does have a way. To me, she's one of the most articulate mm-hmm. players. She's very good with her words. She's very good at making, like, a point. Like, her Tribal Council stuff, in my opinion, she slayed it. Like, mm-hmm. she was killing... Everything she was saying, it's true.
Right.
So, I think Sierra does have a way with her words.
At the same time, I mean, yes, come to play, but you cannot just play for yourself.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the lone vote for Savage is just...
Mm-hmm. Like, what? What's it going to do? Because exactly. she could have gotten voted out that way.
Exactly.
You can't win this game alone. You right. just can't.
Yeah, I don't know what... Like, what did that do? And you're so proud of, like, hey, you guys need to play. They are playing. That's why your name's on the chopping block,
but
girlfriend.
You being that aggressive with it and showing that, you know, maybe you may not be loyal and that you are playing this game for yourself, essentially. Is digging your own grave.
Yeah, it's been right. the target
my
on
last
you.
Tribal, I don't know if you even got to see it, but I was like, look, I'm ready to go in all the way to the end. Like, let's do this. The minute mm-hmm. you start talking about winning too much, people get really scared.
Oh, totally.
It freaks them out, you know? They don't want you to think you're playing too hard.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. For me, like, and Sierra's on my team, but for me, like, I wasn't having her speech. I didn't like it. I thought it was annoying. Some of her, like, tones weren't hitting me right. Mm. I was like,
yeah,
talk like that.
She
was
being a little high.
It was a little
much. She should have scaled back a little bit.
Yeah. Like, we are not in high school. You have children, girl.
Yeah. Well, then the other conversation I thought was really interesting was the big group of people on the beach, which was Jeremy, Joe, Spencer, Wigglesworth, Kimmy, Tasha, Savage, Steven, and Keith. They're all deciding...
Excuse me, can you say that one more time?
No. Right. No. A lot of people all on the beach deciding how they were going to split the votes for Cass and Sierra. They wanted to do it 5-4. Mm-hmm. While Abby, Maria, Wentworth, Sierra, and Cass were all just kind of in the shelter. This is why I'm thinking Wentworth at the beginning of the episode seemed like she thought she was in this majority
right.
with these certain groups of people. people, but the people she talked about are on the beach. Mm-hmm.
And that's she's what I was confused about. Right. Like,
which made me a little worried for her, because I'm like, hopefully this is not like a repetitive thing for her later down the line, because then she's going to be on the bottom.
Exactly. Like, where did she get lost in that shuffle that she was in a shelter?
Yeah. She'll have to decide eventually. Mm-hmm.
But really, she's one of the only people that seems to be keeping her mouth shut.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is great, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, you see all these people having an opinion mm-hmm. and going mm-hmm. around mm-hmm. talking about all the drama, and it seems like she's just sitting back and waiting for her chance to mm-hmm. really rise above it. So hopefully, you know, it's not an indicator
she's
of
a ninja.
Her going home soon.
She is a ninja. Mm-hmm.
She is. I think she's playing
too.
This
and
game
she's got
really
that idol,
well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a ninja.
I can't wait ninja to see those way. Idols come out.
Yeah.
Well, because they are observing from the shelter, Cass is saying, okay, now I'm realizing that we need to pull in a fifth, and that they wanted to work on Spencer because they did, you know, save Spencer, mm-hmm. the last mm-hmm. tribal council. And Sierra's even saying, you know, being second-time players, you know that there's a chance that they're going to split the votes just in case an idol is played. Mm-hmm. So Spencer now, again, for the first time ever, is in the deciding vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that they did pose an argument like, hey, like, here's the deal. Like, we saved you. Like, we want to work with you. But Spencer, I think... I also wish we would have seen more, since we're talking about, like, this is his opportunity to take out Cass.
Exactly.
Like, it's mm-hmm. revenge. Like,
totally. Who did he end up voting for? I forget.
He ended up voting for, he actually voted for Sierra.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, which I thought was interesting. But still, like, he's like, this is an opportunity to take out
Absolutely.
Cass.
Absolutely. Well, look at who Cass voted for last time. Mm-hmm. She totally pulled the blind side against Wu. So,
right. Yeah.
Regardless of what their relationships were after the last season they played with, it just shows that... She's kind of going in with some of mm-hmm. these grudges still. And now she's mm-hmm. aiming at Tasha. So it's mm-hmm. really smart to go,
Yeah.
I'm probably the next one.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And Spencer did say, there will be a split vote tonight. My decision is going to determine who's going home. I already saw Tasha as a friend coming into this, but Cass and Sierra had my back and saved me.
Mm-hmm.
My luck actually turned around, and I've never been in this position before. Yeah. Spencer is, again, the cat with nine lives. He just
always seems to
find a way. To still be in this game.
And he's always kind of in the spotlight, too, because he's usually either, like, scrambling, like, you know, like, oh, it might be me, his name's on the chopping block, now he's in the power position, mm-hmm. like, man, he is all up in the season.
Well, it's funny, too, because last week we saw, like, he was a deciding factor, or Cass was a deciding factor to keep him, and then
fate.
Now he was a deciding factor to keep her, and he was like, I just don't know if... Like, I want to save her, but I don't think she's able to be saved.
If I were in this position, I would probably do the same.
You can't,
I
right.
mean, come on.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like he said, tomorrow, you know, like, I can't be like, oh, let me be nice to Cass, and then what, she stays, and then she's going to backstab me tomorrow?
Exactly.
No, it's a different game
every
day.
Because you know Cass eventually
like,
would have screwed
right.
Spencer
oh,
over,
totally.
So.
Then, I mean,
and
Jeremy
okay
and Steven and Kimmy did him a favor as well mm-hmm. in getting rid of me over him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's had a couple people kind of vouch for him. So,
yeah. I love when
deciding who's going to be more loyal for longer.
Right, exactly. I love when, I think it was Jeremy that was talking to Spencer when they started talking, like, I think they were on the hammock or something. And he's like, hey, so what do we need to do? Spencer's like, well, it needs to be someone who could cause trouble. So it's like his way of saying Cass without
yeah.
actually saying Cass.
And he was like, well, what do you think?
Like, what do you think?
And then, well, what do you think?
As soon as he said Cass, he was like, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved it.
I know.
Smart.
I saw that.
There
smart
are a lot
kid.
Of conversations like that out there. Like,
smart
well, who do you
kid.
Think? What do you think? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love how Keith, too, was just like, well, she caused a lot of difference, so let's get her out.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Still my favorite.
So
still my favorite.
Ryan Brown makes a good point, saying, why would Cass think that Spencer would even vote Tasha out? And I agree. I think that's stretching it. Because
right.
Spencer and Tasha
that's
had a
true.
Great relationship on Cagayan,
mm-hmm.
and even after the show, they're really
even
close
now.
Friends. So why would Spencer be like, yeah, absolutely, I'll vote
right.
Tasha out.
Just because you saved me last week.
It's a stretch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Before we talk about the Tribal Council, Rob Earth Softwork says, James, please tell Monica mm-hmm. that she looks really stunning.
Aww.
And I want to remind everyone who's watching, there's 29 people watching right now.
Wow.
Yay. Make sure to rate, comment, and subscribe to your Survivor After Show because you guys are amazing.
Click that. Thumbs up for us.
Short and sweet. So, the Tribal Council, a lot was happening. Again, with 13 people, so much can go on.
Yeah.
Cass says, I'm not playing the chaos game this time. People who claim to be calm are in the center of the chaos and causing it. And just like, well, who's that? And he goes, Tasha.
Yeah.
And she's like, hold up.
Nope.
No. Chaos
really
is her
right
MO. Yeah, that's what she operates in.
Yeah.
And in some respect, I feel like Cass may think that she's playing calm because it's her approach to it. Like when she went to the shelter and was like, Tasha's planting all these seeds. She was calm in her approach, but that doesn't mean it's not causing chaos.
Exactly. Exactly.
So Tasha's saying again, chaos is what she operates on. It's her MO. Mm-hmm. And this is all the drama that, again, comes to light with these three women, Sierra, Tasha, and Cass. Mm-hmm. And Sierra makes a point. In some regard, Cass is not creating lies. There's some truth to what mm-hmm. Cass is saying. But because of the legend she's living up to from Kagagan, no one wants to really take her at face mm-hmm. value, which mm-hmm. I think is what is mm-hmm. Cass's downfall.
Yeah. Like nobody takes her seriously. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what she gets.
Joe's saying it could be anybody, but it's the first vote after the merge, so people are afraid, and it's the easiest vote to go for one of these three right here. And like we said before we went live tonight, Stephen made a good point. This is the first time, I think, in a merge situation where the people on the chopping block aren't strong male mm-hmm. competitors. Mm-hmm. It's three females who are really strong with their gameplay.
But they're all creating drama yes. and mm-hmm. making it out. Crazy for everybody else. Exactly.
Yeah. I loved Keith's little, like,
yeah.
Oh, that was so great. His cat fight. Like,
he's so adorable.
He's normally pretty quiet. Yes. And he doesn't really get involved. Mm-hmm. But just seeing him entertained by that yeah. was so cute. I love him.
And Probe said, to be fair, like, in this game, you don't need an alliance. It's just you need voting blocks to get by. And Sierra's mm-hmm. like, you want to be 1, 2, 3, or 4, not 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And somebody in this group is in those slots. So let's just start playing. That's all I'm saying.
She went a little crazy.
I loved it. I loved it.
But like, I mean, I thought it was good.
She got a target on her back.
Right. I thought her speech was fine. Like, yeah, I understand her points, but she's just creating more of a target on her back. Mm-hmm. And like, being the only person to vote for Savage, like, really? I don't know. It's just...
Do we know that? Do we know that she's the only person that voted for Savage?
She is. That's just so weird.
She held it up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. And I mean, like, sitting there, like, all these people are,
that's
you know,
scary.
Seasoned players. They're all super fans. And to sit there and, like, listen to someone tell you, like, hey, play the game.
Yeah, and they're like,
calm
down,
girl.
Playing the game.
Who are you, first of all? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You realize your name's on the chopping block. Like, right. What? I don't understand.
The vote breakdown was Sierra. So everyone who voted for Sierra was Spencer, Jeremy, Wigglesworth, and Joe. Mm-hmm. Tasha was Abby, Maria, and Cass. Cass was Tasha, Stephen, Kimmy, Savage, Wentworth, and Keith. And then the one lone vote for Savage was Sierra, which, again, so random.
I mean, props to her, though, because she did go on that huge speech, and then she did what she said she was going to do. Right. So, I mean, if you're going to go on that big of a rant and then not do it, then that's kind of, like, makes you look kind of dumb.
But then I feel like if
she looked dumb either way, but...
I would have liked it if she went on the rant and then voted for Cass. You right. know? That would have been making your point. Oh, that's you playing the game. That's like you voting for your mom. You know what I mean? But nah.
Mary Judah 444, at the beginning of the after show tonight, she said... They have numbers, Keith, Joe, and Spencer, to jump ship. But they were too... Cass was too busy attacking Tasha for no reason that Cass should have spent more time working on the men than picking fights. Which, if Cass really would have played her cards right and focused on the different relationships to, like, take advantage of, maybe Cass could have gotten the ball.
Yeah, all she really had to do was just see what Steven was even talking about.
Right.
I mean, last episode we saw him really wanting to get Joe out, right? Mm-hmm. So... That could have been an easy way to go for it, but...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, with 5 minutes left, let's just really quick recap our Fantasy League team, and then we'll catch up with Monica about what she's been up to since the show.
Perfect.
Susanna, we'll start with you, because you lost your first member.
Yay! Finally!
Lost my first member.
So, of the four people remaining left, who is your MVP?
MVP, I mean, I guess challenge-wise, Joe, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're all strong in their own way. I think Keith's going to fly under the radar for as long as he can. Same with Kelly until she gets to the point where, you know, she has to start making plays, which I'm not confident that she will. Mm-hmm. Sierra, I'm a little worried about her. She's stirring the pot a little too much, mm-hmm. but I think she has potential to go to the end, too. So
I agree.
I'm still pretty confident.
Paige, what about you?
I think Jeremy is still for sure my MVP. I don't know. I was more confident in Tasha before tonight.
Yeah.
And now she's kind of sketching me out a little bit. And also, Savage, I don't know. I thought he was going to be a lot better than he's been doing with his emotions.
He's
so
a little.
I don't know. Yeah. And Steven's always kind of up in there. But I definitely think Jeremy's my MVP.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for me, it's still toss up between Spencer and Wentworth. I think the mm-hmm. two of them are the strongest.
Oh, yeah,
on my
yeah,
team.
For mm-hmm. sure.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But I think my MVP is still Wentworth. I love Kelly Wentworth.
Yeah,
I think
do.
She's playing a solid game.
Yeah.
So.
And then
Wentworth.
When Abby wins, we're all going to be like,
what the hell?
Oh, my God, please. No.
So
who do you guys think is going to get voted off next week?
That's a usually can kind of tell by editing where the storyline is going, but mm-hmm. because it was like someone wants to make a bold move, mm-hmm. who's going to be the first one to do it, I really have yeah. no idea. Mm-hmm. I want to see more previews to kind of gauge it, but it could be anyone. Right now, it seems like the obvious choice would be Sierra.
Right.
Because she put a target on her back being mm-hmm. so aggressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I were to guess, I'd probably say Sierra, but who yeah. knows because it changes every
I'm
time.
A little worried about Fishback because it seemed like he was going to try to make some moves. And
that's true. I could be talking about him.
True.
Might backfire.
I don't know.
Because the alpha males want to stick together and Steven's trying to go after them. And then it's like, hey.
Monica, do you know who goes home next week?
I have no idea.
Well, Monica, since we only have a few more minutes left, of course we want to know what's going on with you. First off, how's life been since coming back from Cambodia?
Life's great. It's been hard to stop eating. You know, I can't help it. So I'm just trying to keep up, you know, not even drink too much.
For but sure.
It's been nice being home. It was really cool to get back mm-hmm. and see my family and friends. And mm-hmm. it was an emotional ride from the campaign to coming home, so...
You put up a really strong campaign. I mean, you came into AfterBuzz in May. And I remember I was actually at the finale and I got to see Monica get her slides. I was so excited. So proud to be there. What was it like this time around compared to Survivor Samoa?
It's tough because you go in with so many preconceived notions, whereas when I played the first time, you don't really know anyone at all. Mm. You don't know their names. You just see who they are when you're traveling. You see who they are at Ponderosa, but you don't hear them speak. You don't speak to anyone, but we've all watched each other play. We've all been fans of one another at some point, you know? Mm. And so it's weird going in because you expect Chaos Cast to be Chaos Cast, you
yeah.
know? You know that Tasha's going to be a challenge beast. You know that Joe's going to be really great at everything and try not to like him too much. You know, so it's really
it might be a little intimidating.
You think that it's easy to go in with that and knowing what you're playing with, but it's not because people are changing things every day. You know, you have people trying to change the way they played the first time. Some are going back. You never know where they're going to be and what side of the bed they're going to wake up on or what side of the shelter.
Yeah.
What was it like? Because on Survivor Samoa, you played with Laura M, which is Sierra's mom. What was it like playing with Sierra, her daughter?
You know, Sierra's cool. She's great. She's really fun to be around camp. But a problem for me was that everyone wanted to group me up with being with Sierra. Mm. And that wasn't the case. Sierra and I were not pre-aligned. And people assumed that because I played with her mom and because her mom and I were so close that I naturally would be pre-aligned with Sierra. Which wasn't the case. And so it's tough to go in with that preconceived notion.
Yeah.
And that's not even true.
When you say pre-aligned, I mean, it's no secret that there are pre-aligned people into the game. Was there anyone that you were pre-aligned with that did not make the second
chance? T-Bird.
I love Teresa.
I know.
I would have loved that relationship.
It would have been, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now on AfterBuzz if T-Bird was out there, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen a YouTube band a powerhouse together. That would be fun.
Well, no one would see it coming, which is the best part about it. So, yeah. PG as well. And, you know, she was out pretty early too, so.
Right.
Yeah.
What I know, having been on the show myself, there's a lot of things that go unsaid. There's a lot of things you wish viewers would have known about your journey on Survivor. So what's something you want to say to viewers about your journey on Survivor Second Chance that we didn't see necessarily?
Well, it's tough because you really didn't see a lot of me at all, and I don't know what the reason is for that. But I was always thinking. I was always thinking strategy and thinking numbers and who can I trust, who can I not trust, what options do I have, what options do I want to keep open, and you never really get to see that thought process in the 5 episodes that I'm in. And so that kind of sucks, you know, and seeing, you know, who I trusted and who I aligned with and who I shouldn't have trusted, but you never really see that to begin with. And so that's really tough to swallow at this point.
One more question. Well, you've been pretty vocal. I have 2 more questions. One being, you've been pretty vocal about, like, this was your last chance. You don't want to play Survivor again. But Clinton M. in the live chat is asking, if you were to play again, would you change anything about your strategy at all?
I would probably keep my mouth shut. Yeah. I'd probably just keep my mouth shut and not talk about the game with anyone and just see where it's going and let people approach me, number one, and to align with me from the day.
Yeah.
We set foot on the beach, so.
And another question we're getting in the live chat is a lot of super fans want to know, from your original season of Samoa, do you keep in touch with anyone still? And the names that I see are John, Shambo, Russell, or Brett, just to name a few.
You know, I keep in touch with a few of them. I'm good with all of them. we all get along. We don't see each other very much, but mm-hmm. I still speak to Russell a lot, which is so funny because we were so against each other. And that's another thing. People try to use that against me out there, saying Monica's close with Russell. It's like, well, but I'm the only one that went against him. So, yeah, no, there. I talk to Russell. I talk to Dave on occasion. Brett's awesome. You know, we keep up. And Laura a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, we just all have busy lives. And Shambo, too. It's so funny because the minute I went back on, Shambo was like, are you crazy, Monty? What are you thinking? Why are you back really? Out there? Really? And then when I got back, she's like, I know that, you know, you don't have to tell me anything, but if you need to come stay with me and hang out, you're the one person who stuck up for me when everyone bullied me after that. And so that was cool, you know, to be able to put the game beside you and,
yeah.
and you know, move on as friends.
Because really, it is just a game.
It's just a game, yeah.
There isn't a lot of people in this world that have experienced that besides the people that were out there.
Exactly.
So no one really understands it.
Mm-hmm. That's so
true. Okay, so one more question. It's super easy. If Monica could have picked a tribe at the start, which one would have you chosen to been on? That's from SBeamer77.
You know, I know that Takeo kept going back a million times. I think I would have chosen Takeo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just do. I mean, I was pre-aligned with PG. Another person I was pre-aligned with was Kelly Wentworth. And, yeah, I think I would have been able to kind of slip into more of the old school mindset with them as well, being directly in the middle.
Yeah.
And work both sides, you know? And then you had people like Shireen and Barner out there, you know, really stirring the pot a lot more. So I think, I think I would have chosen Takeo.
Yeah. No, I think
interesting.
I mean, Bion didn't roll.
That's legit. Yeah,
we're just saying.
Exactly.
Before we wrap things up, is there anything else you would like to say, Monica?
Just thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thanks for coming.
All right, well, that sums up our recap today for episode number 7. Paige, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on social media at Paige Bonanno.
You can follow me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim and on Instagram at Susanna Kim.
And you, Monica?
I'm Monica Padilla 7 on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at James Wallington and on Instagram at James.Wallington. And of course, we will be back next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on AfterBuzzTV.com. And thank you again, Monica, for coming
in. Thank you.
See you guys next
Have
week.
Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.